This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Oh, I miss that way of saying things so much. This guy's got the most wonderful accent in the world. Gogs McKay, our guest co-host, Brent Rains, Gene Steinberg. Brent, sorry to have interrupted you, but we always have to do these announcements, take care of the pieces of business. Go ahead, please.
Oh, sure. No, I remember a case, I think it was 1957, a young college student who was in this area of Romania, and it was in Flying Saucer Review, and they did have a lot of pictures published with the article, one that they thought might be an entity. And anyway, the story was, and I've heard similar stories, and it's high strangeness, where this guy had seen this strange object come down out of the sky, and it landed inside this bush. So he takes a stick, and he pokes it into the bush, and the stick disappears. And then he pokes a little further and gets to his hand, and he has this burning sensation, and it was, as I recall, caused quite a bit of pain, but he was okay afterwards. But there's a lot of interesting stories like that. I there was another one from Brazil that I had read where a beam of light hit a car that this guy was driving in. The roof of the car disappeared, you know, and you hear stories like this, and you think, what are we dealing with here, you know? I remember Keel writing once in one of his books, his early books, ghosts, UFOs, what's the difference? You know, we build up all these separate disciplines. You know, the ghost hunters are not supposed to, a lot of people feel, to go outside that discipline. The cryptozoologists, they stay within their camp. And the ufologists, a lot of expectation and pressure, social pressure, is they stay in their field as well. And no one, if you veer out, you're becoming part of the lunatic fringe, or you're not part of the solution. But on the other hand, how do you address, how do you, you know, explain all of these other anomalous things that keep cropping up all over the world?
Let's take all the Bigfoot sightings. And you've got people arguing that they're an unknown primate. And you get, let's for instance, say Stan Gordon's research. And there are many cases of Bigfoot, or Sasquatch, let's call it, where maybe there's footsteps in snow or something, and then they just disappear, and they've been shot at, and they just disappear. I was just wondering, people always say about how they've got human-like faces, and, you know, they feel they've got some kind of intelligence. So let's just go on a wacky thought here. And like, if humans have souls that, when we die, can hang around somehow and not go on to where they're supposed to after, and they can be apparitions, well, perhaps Sasquatch has a soul as well, and sometimes people see a Bigfoot apparition, and that's why it can disappear, and that can explain that. So maybe there are real, like, physical animals, if you like, or type of humans that are Sasquatch, but other times there are almost like Bigfoot ghosts that look solid and stuff but disappear. So that may be a wacky explanation for the ones that seem to come and go.
I got interested in Bigfoot back in the 70s and went out in the field myself and talked to a number of witnesses and researchers. And I know a case here in not far from where I live here now and here in Tennessee called Flintville. And it was a small community, and this was out in the country.
Is this one of these ones where they're trying to habituate them and become more friendly with them?
Yeah, there was one elderly woman that I talked with, and in her case, she was throwing food out the back window, the kitchen sink, to this creature she said she was seeing. And then about three or four houses down, there was a family that they had a young four-year-old child that the thing had grabbed at. And they pulled it inside the house and shut the door. And there was a gentleman that lived in between him who worked in a grocery store. And he was telling me that he didn't really believe in Bigfoot per se. He thought this was some kind of genetic mutation, crossbreeding between some different species of animals or something. Couldn't tell me what animals, but anyway, he didn't want to believe in Bigfoot or Yeti or any of that. And he was more worried about the hunters who were going around trying to shoot it, you know, or the crank phone calls he was getting. But he told me that whenever this creature was around, which he described a hairy 6 or 7 foot tall, hair covered humanoid form. And he said that whenever the creature was around, there were these little balls of light that would appear over the treetops.
Yep.
And in New Jersey, back in 77, I went down there in April and, I was investigating some stories in around Somerville area. And, there was one young man who claimed that this thing, he heard footsteps behind him and he turned around with his flashlight and he was face to face with a Bigfoot and said it, he and the Bigfoot both were like frozen, sort of staring at each other while there was a little tiny ball of light, a few feet behind the Bigfoot, making kind of a high pitched sound. And then as soon as the light extinguished itself and the sound stopped, the Bigfoot turned around and went the other way, and he continued on the road path that he was on in the direction he, you know, the opposite direction. In Brooksville, Florida, a friend of mine who had been through a UFO close encounter and poltergeist activity, all this, went to investigate Bigfoot in Brooksville, which is a well-known UFO Bigfoot hotspot from the 60s. And she was telling me at the time, as I recall, that this was going to be different. You know, she had corresponded with John Keel, and who helped her deal with the issues she was experiencing during the poltergeist manifestations. But she didn't think that the Bigfoot was involved in all of those other elements. And but she got over there and began investigating cases. And pretty soon she and her partner were seeing the Bigfoot and UFOs right in the same areas. And she even showed me a stretch of road, a little two-lane road where there was like swamp area on both sides, and telling me how this big ball of light had come down in front of her car, landed in the road, and then took back off. And her partner, his name was Dwayne, told me about they were at this ranch where there were all these sightings where they had actually seen Bigfoot and what they were calling Bigfoot. And this kind of a disc flew low over his head with like windows in it. So from those experiences, I really thought, well, I think there's a connection, you know?
Yeah, there has to be. Some of these cases you were mentioning, were they mostly in Tennessee?
No, the one with Ramona and her partner, Dwayne, that was in Florida, in Brooksville, Florida. And then the other one with the man and the Bigfoot who came face to face, and there was the little point of light with the high pitched sound, that was in New Jersey.
Yeah, cool. What I find often quite interesting as well is when you sometimes hear these recordings of apparently kind of Bigfoot, and you know you've got to really imagine the context where somebody may be deep in the northwest of, you know, Oregon or Washington woods or, you know, western Canada. And we're talking hundreds of miles from, you know, any city and stuff, or just maybe small towns around. And, you know, there's not going to be lots of people setting up speakers to fake these sounds. And it's quite often these are hunters who have known these woods all their lives. They know what all the big animals sound like. And some of these recordings of supposed Bigfoot sounds are, you know, I can't identify with them. And it automatically gives me a chill up my back as if there's some kind of genetic memory or understanding on a biological cellular level that is another intelligent creature along the lines of humans, and it's kind of howling and clicking and whatever. It obviously can't speak like we can, but it does seem to be some kind of call and different calls and communication.
More to come with Brent and Gene and Gogs. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Before we get back to Gogs and Brent, let me tell you about the Paracast Plus. It's the answer to the complaints on YouTube and elsewhere that we have too many commercials because all network shows have lots of commercials. We offer you a version of the show with better quality audio, a somewhat higher bit rate, 128K single channel, so it's pretty darn good. And we give you a show that doesn't have the network ads, plus the After the Paracast podcast and other surprises. In order to learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Prices start just $1.49 a week, but we offer something more. If you go for a 5-year subscription or a lifetime subscription, we give you free stuff. Free stuff, plus.theparacast.com. Gogs, go ahead, please.
I was just commenting on some of the recordings I've heard. The apparent volume and power of these calls are frightening, and there's obviously, to generate that kind of sound takes a lot of energy, takes a very large diaphragm and vocal cords. I don't think all these, maybe some of them are, but some of these recordings to me appear genuine, and I can't positively identify what's made these noises, but it doesn't sound like anything I've seen on a David Attenborough show, or, you know, it is something different. And what do you think about it? Have you ever heard any of these apparent Bigfoot calls, Brent?
Not personally. I know that I've listened to some audio as you have. Some I've heard. I can't really tell. I don't really know the people and haven't been to the sites, but it's interesting. Some of them almost sound like they're trying to speak. I remember listening to a recording that Stan Gordon had when I visited him back in 75, where there was a recording of a creature that was believed to be Bigfoot. Keel believed that there was actually, these were actually temporary appearances. You know, you would have a Bigfoot or some other kind of cryptid that was seen for a certain limited period of time, and there would be animal mutilations and things occurring in that area, and then it would cease, like it just disappeared from that region, and it might go on for a few days, a week or two. It would often follow that pattern. And he'd say, you know, that a creature that size would have to have a big appetite. And then he thought that maybe they were some sort of temporary, you know, they either went back to another dimension, perhaps where they came from, or else they were perhaps temporary creations, that they were temporary forms that eventually decomposed, because there have been reports, you know, of the creatures actually just vanishing. That would be the end of it. It's hard to say. I mean, it's some pretty spooky high strangeness stuff has been reported.
Going back to UFOs, what do we think about the current state of the field? And you were mentioning earlier about how maybe UFOs are appearing to people in a form that they can accept, and it's of the time. And we can say that there's been a progression of the type of UFOs and the type of encounters and the type of beings and things like that. I just wonder, my finger's not really on the pulse just now, but, you know, have there been any good sightings recently or anything caught on film that's, you know, worth looking at? Are there any reported encounters like encounters of the third kind or better? Is there anything new in the last year?
Well, there are really always sightings going on, whether we're up on the latest or not. And of course, a lot of people don't want to get involved. Of course, there's the National UFO Reporting Center up in Washington State.
The missile silo. Yeah.
Of course, a lot of those turn out to be have natural explanations. Venus on the horizon or fireball or something. But, you know, I just talked to a family on the phone that had a pretty good sighting, I think, down in Gulf Shores back on April 24th. And they tried to get pictures, but all the pictures are kind of blurry. It was, not the best camera to use, but they did capture a light. It wasn't on a tripod, so it was handheld. So they had about 9 pictures where it's kind of shaky. From their testimony, they really saw something that moved up the shore extremely fast and was sort of like in one instance, a globe of some kind, a round basketball-looking thing that split into 2 basketball things, then came back together and then went down the shore and then split apart again and then came back together and then just disappeared. And they had a feeling that it knew where they were because it came right up over the hotel where they were watching it from. But there are no telling how many. I know that the Dr. Edgar Mitchell Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial Encounters or Extraordinary Encounters, they have received several thousand reports from people claiming encounters with the, you know, non-human intelligent beings. And a lot of the things that they have a survey that people fill out, and there's several hundred questions, and a lot of it deals with the paranormal and the interactions with beings, many times on a psychic level. And we need really more studies to pursue this and really narrow down the locations, too, of where these things are happening and other information.
Remember as well that it's definitely the case, always the case, that, say, of 100 true sightings, you know, how many actually get reported? There's going to be thousands of great sightings around the world that there was no record of. People don't want to report it because they're not into it. They don't want to believe it's something, or they don't think anyone cares, you know, but obviously a percentage is. So I always used to say that there are actually, I don't know if it's an app for like a modern phone, but there are certainly websites and stuff that log visually on the map current and or recent UFO sightings. But with everyone, virtually everyone walking around with a smartphone now, it'd be fantastic to have a program that just alerts you and says, oh, there's been a UFO spotted in your area. And because these kind of communications are almost instantaneous, you there wouldn't really be any lag. And if you were in the area, you could like run outside and have a look up, because, you know, it's all this thing about, you know, you need to look up to see UFOs. Unless one really comes and forces its presence on you. But just to see things in the sky, you know, people don't tend to look up. And
because they want to look at their iPhone.
Exactly, exactly.
This is how our entire world has been totally disrupted, because we do that. The other thing here I want to ask, Brent, and this is my bugaboo with more about MUFON's questionnaires and such than the National UFO Reporting Center, is the limited amount of questions they ask about anything other than what you saw. And they treat it like you're witnessing something, an external event, your personal experience and your background that might reflect on what you saw. But we've got so much more, lots more to talk about with Brent Raines and Gogs McKay, and even that guy, Gene Steinberg. Who's he? You're in
the podcast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So as I was saying in the previous section, one of the bugaboos that I have with the structure of investigating UFO sightings and the questionnaires and more MUFON than National UFO Reporting Center, because there it's kind of you report what you're going to report, but probably nobody's going to call you back. It's just collecting sightings. With MUFON, they do have the facilities to actually investigate things. But what they're asking there is about what they regard as an external event. If you looked at the UFO, it's something external to you. You don't look at the family background. Did you ever see a UFO before? What about a ghost? What about Bigfoot? Did you ever suffer a case of missing time? None of that. And I asked Jan Harzan of MUFON last year. I said, what about these additional matters, which we think are important if you don't? And he said, if the witness includes it, it certainly will collect it. But they will do nothing to ask the questions in the first place or consider UFOs, again, as anything but an external event.
I've been invited to a MUFON meeting to talk at one time, and I was asked not to mention EVPs and not to mention poltergeist manifestations as I had done a previous time. And I said, boy, that's starting to limit me.
That's shameful, really, because it's one thing for MUFON not to include these questions or not to follow up and check back with people weeks after the sighting to see if anything else weird's happened to them. It's one thing for them to be remiss, but it's another for them to say, no, you may not include that. And that's kind of censorship, and that's the stuff I don't like when the blinkers are on, and it's like, no, UFOs are solid objects constructed, and they come from another planet, and you witness that, and that's that. And it's so narrow a viewpoint. It may be correct. They may get the correct information and build a good picture of what happened. But at the same time, they're just not allowing themselves to even think that other factors may come into play or other experiences may be connected. And because, you know, I have to think that, you know, quite often people who see one weird thing, they have some other thing. As Gene just said, they may have ghosts, poltergeists, or there may be some family history of, you know, the grandmother saw something and everyone and all these things. But definitely the net needs to be cast wider, and the investigations need to basically just have no boundaries. I know you can't like ask an infinite number of questions, but you can certainly just even say, has anything else strange happened, you know, to you recently or in the past? Just even if they had one question like that, it opens up the possibility for the person being interviewed, the witness, to say, well, a year ago this happened, or back in our old house, whatever. But what you just said there, Ben, yeah, that was censorship, and that really bugs me.
Back in 1973, when we had that massive UFO wave that was being reported all over the country, I was down in around Jacksonville, Florida, and there was a young woman there who had reported seeing a disc-shaped object with lights around the rim flying low over the treetops right near her on two separate nights. And myself and my friend Ramona, who came to investigate the Bigfoot in Brooksville and also was an experiencer herself with UFO poltergeist manifestations, she was there also. And, you know, I was just learning how to talk to people. And she brought up the point asking this young woman, have you had any other unusual experiences in your life? And her initial reaction was, well, no. And then she paused, and then she says, well, there was a time that I got a phone call from someone that I knew who was dead, and they wanted to come visit me, and I cried, and I said, no, no. And then she remembered another time of seeing an apparition, and pretty soon there was, gosh, a half dozen or so stories, you know, from this girl who initially said no, but she'd kind of pushed it all back in, you know, in her memory, and, yeah. And she was mainly focused on what was happening in present time. And then Ramona told me that this is how you need to approach things. Now, I generally go by an unstructured interview approach, and I just let the person tell their story as much as they want, and then ask follow-up questions and ask, you know, has there been any other things that have mystified you or have puzzled you over the years, and see what they say from there. And Jacques Vallée wrote about a woman in California he had interviewed one time. He was following up on a report by some investigators. He had read the reports, and then he went to interview this witness who had seen a craft that rose into the air and then took off down a valley. When he was interviewing the witness, he noticed that the witness said that the UFO, this solid-looking object, actually passed directly through these trees like it was a ghost, you know, ghost ship. Vallée said, well, the report by these other people doesn't mention that. How come it's not in their report? And he said, well, I could tell from the things they were telling me and before we did the interview that they didn't believe.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have believed it, so I didn't tell them. But he said, I can tell you're more open-minded.
I want to stop and interrupt you for a second, Brent, because it's really an interesting point. Do you see any other evidence of that where people will hold back the really wacky stuff? Because they don't want people to disbelieve them. And certainly an organization like MUFON that's looking for spaceships because they're evangelizing spaceships, they'll never ask the question, they'll never pursue something. But I guess if you make a person feel comfortable that you're not going to laugh at them when they give you the wacky aspects such as something going through the trees, they may tell you.
Yeah, I have encountered that a number of times. In fact, there was a case that comes to mind up around the Spring Hill area north of me that I was investigating a few years ago, and this gentleman initially reported his sighting to MUFON. But I believe I was the first investigator to actually arrive on the scene and do an investigation. I was in touch with the state head of MUFON at that time, and so I went up and interviewed the people and about their he and his wife seeing a kind of disc-shaped domed object flying by the house. And then I went ahead and just, you know, let him tell his story and then ask questions and has anything else ever happened? And he told of other stories. And eventually I also got in touch with his brother, his twin brother who lived up in New York at the time, who confirmed a lot of these events that went back to childhood. And, but he told me something very interesting. He said that in, I think it was Cherry Creek, New York, which I know has had other reports of UFO type activity, that he was hunting up there, one winter, and, he saw a deer, and he was fixing to take aim, and all of a sudden the deer became a silver suited being. And this being held out its left hand. He kind of demonstrated for me. And in the hand was a small silver ball. And the silver ball suddenly shot over to him and was just inches from his face. And then the next thing he knew, he was waking back up, laying on the ground.
Let's continue with this in our next segment. Do want to mention here that we got Brent, as a result of the fine recommendation from our good friend Tim Beckley, my good buddy, who tells me that On the Edge of Reality, Dreamweavers, Masters of Time and Space, by Brent, has been published by our friend Mr. UFO Tim Beckley. He says it's available at Amazon.com, and the fascinatingly provocative, this is what he says, home movies of Stella Lansing can be searched for on Tim's YouTube channel, Mr. UFO's Secret Files. He's got over 170 audio and video presentations so far, and he's updating them. That's from Tim Beckley. More with Brent and Gogs and Gene. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back with Brent Rains and Gogs MacKay and Gene Steinberg. Brent, I did mention this book that Tim had published for you a few years back. Can you tell me more about it?
Yes, published in 2009, and It includes a lot of the interviews that I did with a lot of people in the field for Alternate Perceptions. It's basically a book of interviews. We talk about everything from shamanic type events to Bigfoot and UFO close encounter entity cases, and also quantum physics. A lot of good stuff in there. It's a lot of high strangeness, you know, like we've been talking about.
But can we look here for a real unified field theory of the UFO phenomenon, or are these mostly separate events?
Right. It's trying to find, to connect the dots, trying to find meaningful patterns. And as I was saying, this gentleman up in Spring Hill, Tennessee, was telling about this experience in New York. And prior to interviewing him, a few months earlier, I had interviewed a gentleman who Tim Beckley knows quite well, who was outside. He was a country music singer, a stuntman, and back around 1976 outside Las Vegas, he claimed that he'd encountered a spaceship and a humanoid being approached him in the desert. His car had stopped working. He had the hood up, and this being approached him, and he initially thought that what he was seeing was like a blimp of some kind. Wasn't thinking UFOs, and then suddenly I think there was like a flash on the ground, and there was two beings, and one of them approached him, and he demonstrated how the being pulled out, reached out with his left hand, and there was a ball in his hand, and it levitated up from the palm of his hand, and it was his left hand. I said, it was left hand? And he said, yes, because I've been noticing kind of like hemispheric shifts with different experiences, psychic mediums. This is known going way back. Nanda Forder's Encyclopedia of Psychic Science describes this type of thing. And so here was another example that I heard in the same year of a being with the sphere, and it rose up from his hand, levitated. it grew in size from like whatever it was, a baseball to like basketball or something. And then there were these like explosions around the top of it. And he was explaining how if we didn't change our way of doing things, that this would be like nuclear explosions across the Earth, and this was going to upset the balance of the universe. Stories we've heard from similar other contacts, but the left-handed aspect interested me, and I started pouring through the Flying Saucer Review from England and other sources. And in the Flying Saucer Review, which collects all these reports from international sources, had two cases in Argentina and another one in Finland where people reported encountering beings who produced strange spherical objects in their left hand. And they might levitate, they might project beams of light or something. And they also seem to maybe be part of the communications process or some role. For a while, I was working with Free, who's been collecting a lot of contact material, and Ray Hernandez helped me to produce a questionnaire of people having experiences with different instruments, and what hand the being was using, whether they were left or right-handed. Usually it was surgical instruments or some kind of a cylinder or a wand or maybe something like a cell phone. It was usually right-handed. But it seems that for some reason the spherical objects were left-handed. And I saw on Ancient Aliens recently William Henry, Tennessee's investigative mythologist, who works with Whitley Strieber. He was showing a Da Vinci picture of a Christ figure with a sphere in the left hand, and then right after that showed one of a Buddha with a sphere in the left hand. So I've written to him, hoping he'll answer, you know, because he's more involved in the historical research of those areas and see if there are other illustrations, portrayals of this spherical object and how it's being handled. I was just talking with a psychologist last night on the phone about this issue, and he said, well, you know, if it's something that we use, say, like a cell phone, you know, where it's giving us information, a digital display like or some kind of display, we would hold it, say, in our left hand and use our right hand to perhaps manipulate it. So whatever it is, it seems significant, a pattern that's, you know, if I hadn't been really already interested in the fact that I've had a number of people report voices only to their left side and kind of like a shift or going left-handed from right-handed during an entrancement with a perhaps UFO-type situation, I might well have just not even noticed that these people were talking about, you know, that the left hand was involved. So, you know, there's these little patterns that you try to watch for and see if there's any kind of meaningful connection. And I'm still looking at that. But that's going to be in my book on John Keel, because he looked into all those sorts of things, too.
What was the report of the form of these beings? Because, you know, we get so many descriptions, and I'm always interested in the small differences, like, do they have, you know, X amount of fingers, or what kind of hands do they have, or how long are the joints, where are the eyes, the nose and stuff? There are so many, even just the fact that some actually are reported to, yes, walk on the ground, where others have kind of floated along. What was the description there in some of these cases you were talking about with the handedness as well, which is interesting?
Well, generally they were like in a silver suit. In one case, the face was not, he could see everything but the face, and that kind of puzzled him. And that was the guy that had the Cherry Creek, New York experience. And he also had experiences with ghosts. And when he noticed whenever there was a ghost around, a presence trying to communicate with him from the spirit world, that his left hand would start to jerk. And he was right-handed. And that would happen during these ghost experiences or spirit experiences. And again, it's the hemispheric thing. And he would also have some difficulty breathing. And But anyway, getting back to how they were dressed, a lot of times they seemed to be in some kind of a uniform, like a silver suit. They appeared to be human-like, humanoid, and they were all, you know, there was one that was in Finland that was a female that appeared to this witness twice, both times with this round object in her left hand. And the others kind of got the impression that they were male, particularly in the Argentine and the Las Vegas cases.
Yeah, these kind of the whole idea of spheres and orbs that seem to know is, you know, not always with UFO sightings, but there's often sightings where there's these kind of floating orbs and people just get the overwhelming feeling that there's an intelligence there and it knows. And you know, I sometimes wonder, is it the orb thing? Is this the master? And it is projecting the beings and stuff, because it brings a lot of kind of scientific problems to have human-like beings, because it's, people think, well, you know, would aliens on another distant planet, would they evolve so closely along the lines of us to end up with two arms, two legs, you know, 2 feet, 2 eyes at the front of a head and stuff? And, you know, yes, you could say that evolution works along similar lines, so that things in the water are going to end up with, you know, fins and whatever, things to steer and propel themselves. But the similarities and the differences of these humanoid beings, that's a big clue for me as well, that there's something else going on, because it's difficult for me to believe that, you know, there are so many different aliens reported, but, you know, they're all kind of similar. You get tall greys, short ones, you get tall whites, you get, you know, whatever, insectoid things. And I do believe that people see some of these things, even the weirder ones, especially the weirder ones.
We're going to have some more weird stuff in our next segment. But I do want to remind you that we give away free stuff for long-term subscriptions to the Paracast Plus. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. With Brent and Goggs and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.